Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm looking forward to talking to you about self-care and what self-care really is. This will be my answering a listener's question that was sent in via email, and I really appreciate when you guys send in questions. So thank you so much to our listener about the self-care question. I'll be reading the question and then answering it. Now let's get talking about self-care and what it really is. I'm going to start off by reading a question that I received from a listener. Hello, Gina. I recently started listening to your podcast. I have experienced anxiety and panic attacks off and on in my adulthood. The past couple of years have been especially stressful for me, and the panic attacks are back. You talk about self-care and resting to help the body heal. I agree. But I have a young toddler, so my rest and me times aren't limitless. Any tips to heal while being a toddler mom? Thank you. I really appreciate you sending that email in. And I want to remind everybody, you can send your question in via email, and you can tell me if you don't want me to read your name. Otherwise, I will read your first name only, but you tell me if you don't want me to read your name or don't put it in, and we can answer it right here. This is a great way for everyone to benefit from your question, because I want you to know and remember that your struggle is not yours alone. Very many people are out there suffering and struggling and feeling lonely, and we don't need to do any of those things, because there is a way out of the wormhole. Anxiety, panic can be put in its place in our lives where we are able to feel stress. We are able to feel anxiety, feel our cortisol and our adrenaline pumping through our body, deal with the situation, and have it go back to normal again. Our bodies are built to be able to deal with stress, all kinds of stress. The thing that it has trouble with dealing with is chronic stress. And that's why I talk about self-care. That's why I talk about rest, as our listener who asked the question mentioned. So let's go a little bit deeper into self-care today. And I want to start out by giving a really well-worn out way of talking about this, which is to remember flight instructions. You have to put your oxygen mask on first. You cannot help your family, your children, your aging parents, your coworkers. You cannot help anyone if you yourself are not taking care of your own needs. And our needs differ. Each one of us will have a different recipe for self-care, a different recipe for well-being in our lives. And that too will change in our life. This is not a constant. So remember, put your own oxygen mask on first, take care of your needs, and then you will have so much more to give.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And you actually cannot live your life by taking care of everyone else first and not taking care of your own needs. Believe me, I see it over and over again. We are human and we burn out. The body can only take so much. So let's see what we can do with some self-care. So our listener was talking about not having large amounts of time. Now, I know how limited big chunks of time of alone time are when you have toddlers or children, for that matter. It doesn't change particularly all that much when they get older. And even if you have a family and a career, or just a career that's demanding, we are often burning the candle at both ends, no matter what life situation we are at. Now, our listener has a toddler, so she doesn't have perceived time to heal or rest while being a toddler mom. And so what can we do with that? I understand you probably don't have time, especially if you're working too. If you're a stay-at-home mom, it really isn't that much different because you're working too. You're not sending your children somewhere else for them to be cared for. You are doing it all day. That's a job. That's a very important job. And so if you're not doing it, someone else is doing it. But if you're not doing it, you're probably off at a career. So this all comes around to the same thing. We are not having a lot of free time in our lives. So we have to take advantage of the time that we have. My best tip for being at home all day with toddlers, which I had the joy of being a stay-at-home mom when my children were little. I had 2 kids, 2 years apart. And so you don't get a lot of rest unless they're resting. And so you have to take advantage of that. Don't clean the house when they're sleeping and napping. Lay down, rest, meditate, relax, do your stretches, whatever it is that recharges you. Use their downtime as your downtime. I'm not kidding. The house can get cleaned later when they're playing or they're in the front pack or they're playing with their blocks and toys. You can give them little jobs along with you, but when they are resting, it is your time to rest. But I want to get a little bit more focused here on what self-care really is, because it isn't going off to the spa. It isn't getting a pedicure. It isn't getting massage. Those are grand, wonderful things. It isn't going to a yoga class every week. Really, that is not self-care. Self-care is done for ourselves, by ourselves, and it starts with our inner self-care. And that is really a very neglected part of self-care. And it's actually the very powerful piece of our self-care. We focus on our health and our eating, preparing nourishing foods for ourselves or special foods for ourselves, trying to be active, exercising, adding in meditation, listening to enriching programs or podcasts, and trying to do all these things that are adding in. But one of the most wonderful ways to take care of ourselves is to pay attention to the neglected side of ourselves, which is the practice of loving ourselves. And I was reminded of this shortly after our listener's question came in my email. I also got a post from Leo Baubuta, which I will put the link to his post in the show notes so you can read the whole thing. And Leo was talking about just this subject, the neglected side of self-care, which is loving ourselves. And people don't often think about what that could mean. Many of us never really consciously pay attention to loving ourselves. And if we did in the past, we may have forgotten and gotten off track. And that's why we are looking outside ourselves for the things to take care of us, to be self-care. Now, what is this self-love? And I love the way that Leo said it in his post, so I'm going to actually read this. He says, imagine pouring out love in your heart to someone you love dearly. What would that feel like? Now try doing the same thing for yourself. That's self-love, and it's a completely foreign concept to the vast majority of people. So thank you, Leo, for writing this post, because it is difficult to talk about, because a lot of people think that this is kind of fluffy, or they think that, they can't relate to it. Love myself. Well, you know, I have to take care of too many other things. I don't have time for that. But this is a basic problem that many of us face every single day. We don't pay attention to or love big parts of ourselves. We beat ourselves up all day long, and then we think that we can go and get a massage or go to a yoga class and feel better. We stress out about uncertainty. We stress out about so many things in our life because we don't feel we're good enough to be able to deal with it. We don't trust ourselves. We don't care for ourselves. Self-care. You know, we could have gotten these bad habits, I call them, many different places along the line of growing into adults. But we get angry at ourselves when we do these things, our bad habits, not meditating or drinking alcohol too much, or even going back on caffeine after you'd given it up for your anxiety. You know, saying an angry word to a coworker or a friend when you were at your last nerve, you just couldn't take anything anymore, and you may have lashed out at someone. Then we beat ourselves up. But what we have to do is remember that we need to care for ourselves. We can't look for outside ourselves for that to be taken care of. Now, I want to talk through the three steps, actually, that Leo had laid out, because I'm a big believer in not reinventing the wheel. And when somebody says something that strikes me as so marvelous, I want to share it with you guys. And like I said, the link to his post will be in the show notes if you would like to read it for yourself. So how do we give love to ourselves regularly? And what I love is that this doesn't take you leaving your home. It doesn't take money. It doesn't take time out of your day from your loved ones. We can do this for ourselves all day, every day, as many times as we think about it. So you'll want to put up some reminders around your house, whether that's on your fridge or on your phone, bathroom mirror, or somewhere on your desk. And let the reminder be these two words, love yourself. When you see the reminder, the act is very simple. Even if it doesn't feel natural to you, as it probably doesn't for most people yet, but give it time. So here are the three steps that Leo lays out. First, pause and feel any stress, pain, self-doubt, anger, frustration, anxiety that you might be feeling. Let yourself actually feel it physically in your body for just a few moments. It's okay to feel this. And number two, now give yourself the balm of love. As weird or silly as it feels, just try it. Imagine first that you are sending love to someone you love very much. Your child, your parent, your best friend. Imagine them going through difficulty and send love from your heart to theirs, hoping to make them better. Notice how that feels in your own heart. Now try it for yourself, generating the same feeling in your heart, but sending it to yourself instead. And number three, feel the love as a healing balm. No matter how little you're able to generate, feel it wash over your stress, pain, anger, doubt, like a thick, syrupy liquid soothing the pain. Let yourself receive this love like the love you've been craving. It's that simple. It only takes a few moments. Feel your stress and pain, send yourself love, and let yourself feel it. Thank you, Leo, for this wonderful post and this 3 points of how to get there. I'd like to point out that this is very much like the loving kindness that we talk about so much here, of starting with ourselves. This is kind of going in the opposite direction, but we feel our own heart and our own pain, and then we feel others. And we learn to generate through loving kindness or through Leo's 3 points here. We learn to generate love and the feeling of it, and we can direct that to ourselves or to others. It's probably easier for you right now to generate that feeling and direct it to others, or generate that feeling from thinking about others. So use that to your advantage. Generate it, feel it, direct it to others if you need to at first, and remember to always direct some to yourself. This is self-care. We don't need any extra time to do this. Again, I want to thank our listener for sending in a question, and I want to encourage you all to send in a question. This is how our group runs, by someone posting a question or an issue or a struggle they are having, and I will pipe in, the other members will pipe in, and we will get all kinds of ideas about how we can deal with this, and everyone benefits. So if you're not in the group and you want a question answered, you've got to send it in as an email and hope that we can have space in the recording queue for that question. Thank you so much to our listener one last time. And now for today's quote. We need a spiritual path, and we need to be able to bring it to life and not just admire it from a distance or keep postponing things. It's going to be so great when I'm 20 and I can just meditate all the time. Or once the kids are out of the house, I will be so free. Whatever it is we might do, it's just procrastination. And that's from Sharon Salzberg. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.